Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a very controversial issue. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Attorney General Catherine Cortez Masto, and we'll be talking about the state's reversal on the same-sex marriage issue.
And coming from the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamet, Trey Abney, and Fred Locken. It's all coming up next on our all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
For help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Catherine Cortez Masto, the Attorney General of the great state of Nevada. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you.
The headline in the Las Vegas Sun, Nevada officials now say they won't defend state's gay marriage ban. Will you walk us through this from initially that you were and now you and the governor are in agreement that you're not?
And thank you, because I think this people need to understand where we've come in this litigation. Back in November of 2012 was actually when the state was sued, challenging our defense of marriage constitutional provision and state statute. And we defended it then. We actually, the governor was sued, so as legal representative for the state and the governor, we had to take a look at the analysis, legal analysis, to see if we could put up a good faith defense for the governor. And we did. We were able to. And not only was it good faith, we won in the lower court. So in November of 2012, a federal district court judge here in Nevada ruled that the state laws were constitutional. So now, fast forward where we are today, the individuals who lost in the lower court filed an appeal before the Ninth Circuit. We responded to their appeal, which is our answering brief, which we filed back just a couple of weeks ago. Based on our arguments in the lower court, based on what the judge had written in the judge's order, and we made our complete analysis. And the analysis we did was based on, and this is a little legal nuance, but it's based on what we argue is because it's a constitutional challenge, it was an equal protection challenge. And so there's a standard of review that you have to use to analyze that. And we argued, based on the case law in our jurisdiction in the Ninth Circuit, that it was a rational basis review test that you utilize. We won in the lower court with that. We went up on our brief, our responsive brief, to the individuals who appealed. But the same day that we filed our brief, the Ninth Circuit came out with a new case, which completely gutted our argument. And so what has happened here is the Ninth Circuit basically has said that sexual orientation, which is really the issue in this particular case, is a protected class. And when you are challenging an issue based on sexual orientation, you have to use a heightened scrutiny, not a rational basis scrutiny, which we had argued, because in the lower court we said sexual orientation is not a protected class. It's never been defined by the courts as a protected class like race, sex, or gender. But the Ninth Circuit's decision has completely turned that around. And this is important. This is something that doesn't quite happen often when you're in the middle of a legal battle where you're going down making arguments and you make it all the way to the Ninth Circuit and all of a sudden the law that you've been arguing changes completely. And that's what we have here. The Smith-Klein Beecham case that the Ninth Circuit came out with has basically said not only is sexual orientation a protected class, if the government wants to have a law like this, they have to show that there is some sort of governmental purpose for that law. And to do so, you have to use a heightened scrutiny, which is a much stricter scrutiny than the rational basis review that we have had. And quite frankly, in Nevada, we lose under a heightened scrutiny. Under a rational review, we would have won, and that was our argument, and that's what we were moving forward with. But based on a heightened scrutiny, there is, at least with my office's analysis, there is no way the state would be able to win this case to show that there's a governmental purpose for this law. Not only that there's a governmental purpose, but at the same time, it doesn't reinforce a message that there is a stigma or a second-class status associated with the law.
You have made it very clear during your career as Attorney General that you don't necessarily go along with what the governor wants to go along with for various reasons. The governor, for personal reasons, has not been supportive of same-sex marriage, and yet you as a Democrat have come under a lot of pressure for the decisions that you've made. How do you respond to those folks that are very unhappy with you for your original decision to go along with the governor?
Sure, and I appreciate the question because I've always said and I've always pride myself on this office. First and foremost, I am here as the attorney representing the state of Nevada to defend the laws of the state and the Constitution. I take that very serious. There's no politics in those particular representation in that provision. And that's what happened here. The governor was sued. The state law, our state laws were challenged. And as the attorney representing those state laws and the governor, I have an obligation, an ethical obligation, to stand up and provide that defense and that representation. And that's what I did. Now, along with any law, when you're providing that defense, you have to make sure there's a good faith defense. You have to have a leg to stand on, a legal argument. And that's what we did. We made that a first analysis back in November, whether or not we had a good faith defense. We felt we did. We made it, and we won. So apparently we did have a good faith defense at that time. But now, fast forward, between November of 2012 and now, we have the Windsor decision, which, if you recall, didn't exist at the time we made the argument in November 2012. And not only do we have the Windsor decision, we have this the Smith-Klein Beecham case that interprets Windsor completely different than what we had arguing when we were in November when we were arguing. So it has changed the legal landscape for us completely.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Ray has a lot of questions for you right after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Health insurance options for your employees and a tax credit for you. Now that's good for business. The Small Business Health Options Program, the SHOP from Nevada HealthLink, gives small businesses access to a variety of quality health plans for employees to choose from. All created to help fit a business owner's budget and to help attract the best employees. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com or talk to your insurance agent and explore your options through the SHOP.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects for Nevada That means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the Attorney General of the great state of Nevada, Catherine Cortez Masto.
You know, Catherine, about this same-sex marriage reversal, no longer sustainable, is a key issue here is that because jurors can't be removed from jury selection based solely on sexual orientation. If you could talk about that.
Yeah, that's the Smith-Kline case. And okay, the facts of the case are unique to and can be distinguished from our particular case, but the legal analysis cannot. And what the Smith-Kline case has basically done is determined that sexual orientation is a protected class. And any time there's a challenge to that protected class, you have to use heightened scrutiny. And when you use heightened scrutiny, that the burden shifts then to the government to show that there's a legitimate purpose for that law. And what we're saying now is because that is a complete turnaround in the standard of review in the state and in this jurisdiction, it changes our argument completely.
Okay, you know, nationally, we have this issue in the Ninth Circuit. We have also a similar issue in the Tenth Circuit. We have bans on man-woman marriage in Oklahoma and Utah. 17 states have a same-sex marriage law. Do you see this nationally, this coalition to protect marriage between a man and a woman, do you see that kind of crumbling nationally with all these what's gone on in the last month, really?
Yes, I think what we are seeing is what we've termed, a legal term, is doctrinal developments. And so you see, based on in various courts across the country, particularly federal courts, that there is a change in the interpretation of this suspect class, these individuals of sexual orientation, that they are now being looked at as a protected class. We've seen it in federal courts who have determined that the DOMA laws in those states are unconstitutional. We've seen it recently in the Tenth Circuit. Our concern here in Nevada is just our circuit, Ninth Circuit. We have to look at the legal precedent in the Ninth Circuit to determine whether or not we have an argument. And because the Ninth Circuit has actually set a new standard for us when we're determining whether this is a protected class, sexual orientation is a protected class, it changes the environment for us. But I agree with you. I think the bigger picture is this doctrinal development, this change in the law, we're seeing it evolve from individuals that were not once protected, but now looking at it as protected class, same-sex marriage. It's happening across the country. Not only do we see it in the courts, we see it in the legislatures.
Right, Exactly,
and it's happening in our legislature right now.
I wanted to ask you about that because there seems to be two parallel lines going here through the court system and also the legislature. Same-sex marriage passed in the last legislature. If it passes in 2015, it goes on the ballot in 2016. What do you think will end sooner? Do you think the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, will strike down DOMA, or do you think that the voters of Nevada will, through election, will take away DOMA in 2016?
You know, that's a tough question to answer, only because right now we know the Ninth Circuit is getting... The case will still move through the Ninth Circuit. Let's just so everybody understands
right.
it. That doesn't mean it's not going to go forward.
Right.
It'll still go forward. There'll still be arguments made. The Tenth Circuit, I understand, is expediting their case to try to get it forward. Now, the question will be, if the circuits, the two circuits, disagree on their interpretation of how they apply the DOMA and sexual orientation, whether it's protected class or not, will determine whether the Supreme Court will hear it. There's no guarantee that the Supreme Court's automatically going to hear this case. However, because it is moving across the country and every jurisdiction is kind of making this determination, there is a good likelihood that the Supreme Court will hear the case before we get to our 2016 election, if that occurs.
Okay.
I suspect that will happen.
I do want to go back to my question previously, which was how much pressure was exerted on you and by whom when you made the decision to go forward with the governor initially?
None.
None?
No. And so let me just put this. First of all, you're in a no-win situation. And what I mean by that is, listen, my job is to look at the law, to interpret the law, and provide the most zealous representation I can for my client. And that's what we did. Back in 2012, we did it. We made the interpretation. We defended it, and we won. I don't know if you've ever heard that that occurred. There wasn't a lot of pressure. There wasn't a lot of hoopla about that at the time. I think what's happening is because now we're hearing more of it across the country, of this playing out in federal courts, now people are catching up to what we've done here in the state of Nevada. And that's why we're hearing more of it. But quite frankly, at the end of the day, we'd already made that decision in 2012, and we were just defending before the Ninth Circuit our win, based on an analysis that we could make at the time, but because the change in the case law over the last year and a half has completely turned our argument upside down, we no longer have a good faith argument to make.
Well, in 2002 was the year that this Defense of Marriage Act went into effect in Nevada constitutionally. Do you see in the past 10, 12 years a shift in Nevadans the way they feel about same-sex marriage?
We have about 20 seconds.
Sure. I can't answer that. I do know back in 2012, we had, almost 70% came out to vote and voted yes for same-sex marriage. I haven't seen any polls. I don't know what the electorate is thinking. I will tell you, though, the fact that we're moving through the legislature right now and there's been this positive push to change the law, it seems to me that we're going down that path.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much for being here. We always appreciate it.
Thank
we look
you.
Forward to you coming back. We have lots more to talk to you about.
Appreciate that.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Nevada is a lot like most places. There are never enough resources for education.
Everybody have a pencil?
Kids need books, paper, pens, and other supplies. But a lot of people just can't afford them. I try to help out as much as I can, but it adds up. That's why when a company like Barrett Gold donates more than $1 million to Nevada schools, it really helps.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
You always said when you retired, you'd sleep in. But then you discovered there's just way too much to get up for. Someday you can sleep in. But not today.
This can't be happening.
This can't be happening.
Of course it's not happening.
Armored car.
Listen, having money isn't about luck. Make your own coffee, save $1,000 a year. Feed me.
Feed the pig.
is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamek is here, the Washoe County District Attorney, Trey Abney, the Director of Government Relations with the Chamber, and Fred Locken, Professor of Political Science with Truckee Meadows Community College. Pleasure to have you all here. Your thoughts on the thoughts of the Attorney General?
I think she's, where the law's going, she's correct. The law has made some drastic changes. I think what we need to watch and wait for is the Ninth Circuit has a great batting average at the United States Supreme Court, like they lose over 90% of their cases. So we'll see what they say as to whether or not this is a protected class and then go from there. This thing isn't answered yet. It won't be until the United States Supreme Court weighs in.
What's your personal thought?
My personal thoughts are, you know, people are born with what they have. And my understanding is that this is an area that you're born with. It's not something you make choices on, even though when I was young, that was the prominent theme, is that people chose to do this. Well, they don't. So, you know, fine. People got to do what they have to do. Quit rubbing my face in it. I'm getting tired of seeing it. I'm getting tired of it being in the media every day. We don't see heterosexual and marriages and all this other stuff being broadcast like this is going on.
But we also don't report on every plane landing safely at the airport. So, I mean, you know, news.
See, that's funny. They had an article in the paper this morning about that. Go ahead.
That's landing safely at the wrong airport. But you know, the media goes after what they think will sell newspapers
and get
viewers to watch television.
That's
where the media heads. Fred, your thoughts. On the Attorney General's thoughts.
Well, first and foremost, I think it is the right course of action. This is a rapidly changing issue in America and in the state of Nevada. From where we went with the initiative, we now clearly have a majority of Nevadans indicating that they would like to see a greater tolerance in the state of Nevada expressed in our laws. So I think the Attorney General is showing really great leadership and reflects what the office is supposed to do.
I think isn't it kind of frustrating to watch this battle over who you could marry when we've got real issues like how do we fund education, how do we prove educational standards? There's so many other issues we should be talking about.
Well, I agree, but for people that feel like they can't marry, it's one of their biggest deals. I thought the Attorney General did an excellent job. I can't speak on protected classes. I'm not a lawyer. I have no marketable skills whatsoever, actually.
As you have proven many times on this show.
But,
I'm kidding.
Why you're probably here, but we won't go there.
But I think that, you know, the fact, you know, her job is to defend the laws of this state. They did that. Things changed, and so they're taking a different course. I think you're going to see this all across the country. I mean, even Utah now, you know, a judge there decided that they were supposed to have same-sex marriage, you know, allowed to have same-sex marriage there. So I think this is a sea change. It's probably the fastest civil rights issue maybe that you've seen where the change is so quick. But again, we can't govern by public polls. We have to govern by the courts and what the people vote. And this will be up on the ballot in 2018 when the legislature in 2015 passes it again. And that's when...
You know, what hasn't been addressed here, though, and it's something that's going to have to be addressed, this is not a marriage when it's between people of the same sex, as defined in the Bible and in the religious sector. You can make it a civil marriage through the laws and say that you can do this as a contract, but when you start into we're ignoring the whole religious side of this and what the Bible says and what Jesus Christ and God taught. So there's still a big area here that needs to be ferreted out.
Fred, I'd like you to respond to that.
Hot side hot, cold side cold. We are a civil society. Marriage is a very legitimate term. It is a huge civil rights issue, and I agree it's moved faster than any we've ever seen. But within the context here, it's a rethinking of where language comes from and how we use it. It's very appropriate to use marriage in this regard.
But Dick's point about the religious aspect here.
And no one can change the religious views that people have or the practices that they've had. We're not talking about that. We're on the civil side talking about law and rights in American society.
No, we're not. We're not calling it a civil marriage. We're calling it marriage. And they're using, the ones that are pro this are using the religious aspects of it, but they don't go to the Bible and what it says specifically. So we're getting into an area here that somewhere this has got to be worked out.
Well, there's a separation of church and state in this country for a reason. And and our Constitution does not allow us to deny us happiness. And truly, this is happiness.
What we keep forgetting here is this country was founded because of religion. Mm-hmm. That's the whole reason people started this country, because of religion. And we keep forgetting that, and that's another big thorn in my side, is the government stepping in all the time saying religion needs to stay out of everything. Mm-hmm. That is wrong. Religion is where we started from.
Well, to Randy's point, I'm not sure we're able to do whatever that makes us happy.
Well,
I'm not sure the Constitution allows us to do that. There's plenty of laws that keep people from practicing their happiness. I mean, one thing, if we're going to redefine marriage, whether it's religious or civilly, if it... you know, you're going to get into the point where you're talking about multiple spouses too. I think there's an argument to be made that if this is discriminatory, not allowing two men to marry two women to marry each other, why is it not discriminatory to not allow three people to marry each other or four? If you're going to redefine the term,
and
I'm not being you know, sensational.
I understand.
It comes to that point. Is that discrimination as well?
Dick, what about a case where you have, and I'm sure there are plenty of them, of homosexual or lesbian couples who are religious and want to get married? I mean, one shouldn't think for one second that every person who is gay in America is not a religious person.
I'm not saying it should or should not happen. I didn't say that, and I believe I did. What I said is that this is going to have to be addressed, and it's all going to have to be worked out. And when you start down that road, then you start down the road of church and state, then you start down a lot of roads here that keep happening. In case no one has noticed, the federal government's setting a lot of standards for our lives anymore that this country was not formed to be. And people don't vote, and now I'll get to my main crux.
Okay,
people
got
5 complain.
Seconds here.
Well, people complain and stuff, and yet they don't vote, they don't express their rights that they have, and that's an absolute right in this country, but they don't use it. People are getting killed in the world all over because of the voting issue.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. A spirited discussion. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Finding our purpose and our worth is a lifelong pursuit. And for many of us, our profession is part of who we are, where we're going, or who we become. Since 1984, CCNN has been successfully educating students for careers in a variety of fields. And in the process, we help people just like you discover who they can become in fields like IT. Contact CCNN today at 888-350-0325 or visit learnccnn.com.
What are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of people who have already taken advantage of Cash for Keys at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. At Internet, we're paying top dollar for vehicles whether they're paid for or not. Just think, no placing ads in the paper or online, and no strangers coming to your house. Just bring your vehicle into Internet and leave with cash in a half hour or less. It's Cash for Keys, and it's only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
As a local builder and developer in Nevada for nearly 40 years, De Loretto Homes and Damani Ranch are Nevada proud in our dedication to the development and construction of environmentally sustainable and life-enhancing communities and homes.
This devotion is matched only by our commitment to the Nevada Military Support Alliance and Nevada's brave men and women of our armed forces, veterans, and their families.
We are honored to stand with the Nevada Military Support Alliance. De Loretto Homes and Damani Ranch,
we are Nevada proud.
You'd never take a horse to Infinite Velocity Motorsports.
I need to increase my horsepower.
So why on earth would you take gold, silver, or rare coins to anyone other than the professionals at Northern Nevada Coin? With stores in Reno, Carson City, and Minden, they pay the most for your unwanted gold jewelry, gold or silver bullion, or collection of rare coins.
For more engine horsepower, go to IDM. And for all your gold or rare coin needs, go see Northern Nevada Coin.
Yeah! How did you do that?
Oh, it's a secret.
Our next broadcast, we have Gail Urquiaga.